Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gene Vinyl, Erie County legislator, is joining us this morning. We're talking about the stadium hearings that the county is holding. The third and final one will be held tonight. These are virtual hearings. Gene, good morning. We know that you've been watching these hearings. People are limited to 3 minutes, but it seems there's no shortage of speakers. And I'm just wondering, after two nights, what you're taking from them.
Well, I'm so glad that people came and spoke, and they really demonstrated the breadth of opinions on the topic that we had. I mean, there's so many people who are very passionate about having the stadium be downtown. There's so many people who are wanting to have the stadium stay in Orchard Park. There are people who are very concerned about the idea of public financing of a private enterprise, where the, you know, the profits are obviously retained by a very small group of people. So there was the breadth of that. My takeaway on it, one of them is that, you know, the people, we love having a sports team, and we feel proud of being one of the 32 cities that do have a sports team, but that we're all concerned about the idea of spending so much of public money, you know, for the owners, the Pagulas, and when a lot of the economic benefit is just retained by them and the Jacobs family for the, you know, the concessions, and doesn't get spread around the community as much as, you know, as much as the worth of the investment.
Why now? I mean, an argument like that is something that I would have expected to hear maybe over the summer or earlier. I mean, now we're kind of in a crunch time where, according to the parties involved, there needs to be some sort of deal done within a matter of weeks, not months. Doesn't it seem too late to really have these voices seriously considered?
Well, one of the concerns that I had about the hearings was that because originally there was an effort to have the hearings after there was already a deal reached, and I was really concerned, and so were the fellow legislators, to have them at least ahead of time so that people could have the opportunity to be heard. I still am, you know, there's no commitment that the Pagulas are going to actually take what the public is wanting on these hearings to influence their decision. But I hope that they do. And I'm sure they're listening to the speakers, and there's some really great ideas on there. The stadium isn't going to be finalized to be built, or won't be built until it's going to be finished in 2027 as an earliest kind of a time market. So it's still, it's a private enterprise that's at the one side of the negotiation table, so that's the reason why that what we say as citizens won't necessarily be agreed to by them, but there's an issue as to whether or not, you know, doing this will maybe make change or at least make a better communication to determine why, for example, why Orchard Park versus the city of Buffalo when there's so many people that are interested in having it in the city of Buffalo.
You know, Gene, remind us what exactly the county legislature's role is with this new stadium.
Well, we, as citizens of our county with representative democracy, we all voted on an executive branch, Mark Poloncarz, to be the negotiator of contracts for the county. And so that's what our representative democracy is there. The county legislature, in our thing, we vote the contract up or vote the contract down at the end. So we're trying to expand that reach of that influence by having these hearings to try to give people a seat at the table that they wouldn't, at least a chance to talk directly and publicly and on the record to say what their opinions are. So this is more, the hearings are more of a bully pulpit than actual governmental right of the legislator to influence a contract.
So many competing ideas, right? You have, you mentioned the people who don't really want any public money to go toward a stadium. Then you'll have people who say, well, let's build a stadium downtown, which would mean even more money going to the project than what the Bills are currently asking for in Orchard Park. All of this kind of going back and forth, does it maybe illustrate why there is so little public involvement? Because, I mean, you could have this conversation and run in circles for years, and, you know, not really change anybody's mind. In the meantime, something does kind of have to be done. A decision does eventually have to be made.
Yeah, exactly. That's the, when people, you know, talk about democracy, that's why we have, you know, representative democracy, of why when we're electing certain jobs, like in this case, in the executive branch, of why we do that is because we do have to have one person who's representing us at that table. But we should influence. There were some things that I thought were really interesting, especially at the first night of the hearings, was the Bridge, they brought up the idea of these community benefits agreements. And I was thinking about it last night that, you know, with Ralph Wilson, we didn't need a community benefit agreement because he did so much for the community without a community benefit agreement. And with that idea of other, you know, other billionaires not necessarily being as charitable per se, that idea of putting that, baking that into the mix is kind of a good idea that they should, I hope that that takeaway gets in, that to have part of the community benefit agreement. The other idea that was stated the first night, more so, and then again the second night, was about making sure that there's good public transportation to and from the stadium, wherever it is, so it's not just on cars. Some of the engineers that spoke, I thought had good ideas. I don't know if you picked up on the one, the civil engineer, about the arches, about having a stadium as sort of a halfway point between a covered stadium and non-covered, about having two arches over the stadium, and then from there could be a retractable roof. And he had plans and everything, and he was an architect or engineer that worked on the Michigan Bridge, and is an actual civil engineer. A civil engineer, I should say. Did you guys take note of that guy?
I didn't, but I'll go back and make sure that we do.
Yeah, it was really, that was interesting. So sometimes I think that these kind of things, the issues that people raise about, you know, the need for community, that this money is you know, could be used for other things that really would have an economic consequence and a long-term economic consequence to the community. So that the reason we want the Bills is not because they improve the economy, because they really, you know, it doesn't improve the economy to spend the money on this in actuality. But the reason we want it is, my husband calls it, you know, esprit de corps, that we want that community feeling of, you know, coming together to rally with the Bills, and that pride of being one of those cities. So it's not an economic argument. It is to the few people that are benefiting from those. I mean, think about it, that like the Bills previously took, with previous administrations, they took all the rights to parking. So they get all the money from the parking. They get all the money from the concessions. They get all the decisions making on the concessions. And the Jacobs family, which is probably the only other billionaire in West, associated with Western New York, gets the money from every hot dog, beer, and hot chocolate that's sold. So it's a small group of people that are economically benefiting, and that's paid for by the group. So it's
all right,
one of those chances where we're kind of like socializing the risk and the investment and privatizing the profit on the Bills.
Gene, thank you so much. We appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much. I was going to say, Colleen, thank you so much, Susan.
That's Gene Vinyl, Erie County legislator, joining us this morning.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.